This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen wa salatu wa salam ala rasulihi al-kareem wa ala alihi wa ashabihi ajma'in. All praises belong to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We praise Him, we seek His help, His support in all our matters. We send peace and blessings upon our beloved, our Prophet Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, upon his family, upon his companions, and upon all those who follow him up until the last day. My brothers and sisters, welcome to Jummah Khutbah Summary. The topic of today's khutbah in Dubai is a dua of Ibrahim alayhi salam, and that is, my Lord, make this place as a place of peace and security. Subhanallah, if you and I realize and understand that peace and security is the foundation of a nation, stability is something which is so much needed for a nation to thrive and survive. Peace is the need of every individual. Peace is the expectation of every individual, and peace is the right of every individual. Therefore, a person might survive with less money, with less shelter, with less food and less clothing, but then he will never be able to live in a nice way without peace. Therefore, Ibrahim alayhi salam asked this dua, Rabbi ja'al hadha baladan amina. My Lord, make this place a place of peace and security, because indeed, this is the first requirement of any individual. Wherever they are, wherever people live in, the need of every human being is peace. The first thing that we must ask Allah Almighty is peace. Peace within our lives, peace within our homes, peace within the society, peace within the nation, and peace within the entire globe. This is the message of this khutbah. My brothers and sisters, make sure that we become the part and parcel of peace process. We become the agent and ambassadors of peace. Let us promote peace to the entire humanity. And subhanallah, Islam is all about peace. Islamic way of life, the way of life that demands every individual to be with peace with the Creator, to be peaceful with your own self, to be peaceful with the rest of the creation. This is the model that Islam presents, that peace is the requirement and the right of every individual. My brothers and sisters, you and I would like to have peace in our lives. There is no doubt about it. And we got to ensure that we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, make dua. You know, Ibrahim, who is the Khalilullah, who is the friend of Allah, he felt the need of asking Allah, making dua to Allah to make this land a place of peace and security. So we, followers of Ibrahim alayhi salam, we got to ensure that we do the same and ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for peace in the land and gain the security. Because as I said, stability, peace and security are the foundations of any nation. For a nation to be peaceful, the entire human race should aim for that, should have the common goal. My brothers and sisters, let us ask Allah for peace. Let us live with peace. Let us promote peace with others, so that inshallah we can depart from this world peace to the eternal life, where we can live peacefully forever. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He gives this beautiful peace to those who really ask for it. So we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to grant us peace. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to grant us stability and security. We ask Allah Almighty to grant well-being and goodness to His Highness Sheikh Mohammed bin Zayed Al Nahyan, the President of the UAE. Likewise, we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to grant well-being and goodness to His Highness Sheikh Mohammed bin Rashid Al Maktoum. Likewise, we ask Allah Almighty to bless all the rulers of the Emirates. We ask Allah Almighty to protect this beautiful nation, the UAE, from all kinds of evils and harms. We ask Allah Almighty to protect and grant peace and stability to all the Muslim lands. We ask Allah Almighty to grant guidance to the entire humanity. Wa akhiru da'wana and alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.